The Royal Tomb. The fate of Wilhelm and Margareta, Count and Countess of Henneberg, deeply moved their 15th century contemporaries. At the age of 46, Wilhelm accompanied the Saxon Elector on his pilgrimage to Rome. During the return journey, Wilhelm died in 1480 near Salorno and was buried in the town church of Bolzano. A poet and resident of Suhl named Heinz Gutjahr recorded and preserved the feelings of the people in a bereavement poem. He rode forth from his dominions. His family and people were sad to see their lord leave. He died, remaining in Italian regions. In Bolzano, he lies buried. Buried in Bolzano, far away, gave his consort much grief and filled her heart with pain. She felt that if he were in Vesra, she would find some relief. His widow was, in the end, successful in having the corpse of her spouse exhumed and brought to the royal chapel, as the Henneberg Chapel used to be called. A canon from Vesra, Antonius Koenig, took on the arduous diplomatic negotiations on behalf of Margareta. Wilhelm was entombed in February 1481, after his funeral was regally celebrated. Not counting the others, the church dignitaries who came numbered 103, so that the ceremony had to take place in the large monastery church in Vesra. Count Wilhelm is therefore the only person from the Henneberg line who has two epitaphs, both of which have survived. They can still be viewed, kept in churches, one in the town of Bolzano and the other in Schleusingen, where the epitaphs from Vesra have been set up in the meantime. But the church ceremony commemorating Margareta's death in 1509 was even more extravagant than the pompous one held for her spouse. According to medieval tradition, the church ceremony for the dead was celebrated on the 30th, that is, on the 30th day after the countess had died. Among the many mourners, there were also 10 lords, together with their courts, and 200 horses took care of their transportation. Numerous further noblemen and noblewomen also came, as well as church dignitaries, and all of them had to be accommodated within the abbey and cared for in a way befitting their station. I'm sure you can imagine the immense organisational effort involved on the part of the monastery. The canons regular and lay brothers, together with many assistants, mastered this task.